All righty then, I guess the announcer's not going to be announcing, so I'll just jump right in. Good morning, Declare Victory family. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly, your hostess for this morning, and I am just grateful to be able to greet you this morning. Do we, by chance, have any first-time callers this morning? All right then, and we're all DV Victorville family.
This is Liada. This is my first time.
Okay, I thought you sounded like your sound was different, new. Sounded new. Welcome, Leah. We are so glad to have you on the call this morning. Who by chance invited you?
Imani and Cassandra.
All right, well, bless the Lord. But you know what, please? I hope something will be said that will bless your day. I'm quite sure it will. Hope that you will come back and join us again. We just thank God for you. Welcome.
Thank you. And can I just have one more prayer request? I just recently got married, and I just like to have prayer for my marriage.
Amen.
Thank you.
Will do. Okay. Our online prayer requests are as follows.
This
yes.
is Diane. Can I have Leah's husband name and her name?
How to spell it?
Okay, Leah.
Uh-huh.
How do you spell your name, number one?
Liat, L-I-A-T.
Okay, and what's your husband's name?
Cleveland, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D.
Okay, thank you.
All right, amen. All right, you're welcome. We definitely going to be lifting you up in prayer. New husband, new marriage. Bless the Lord. God ordained that. We thank God for it. All righty. Our online prayer requests are as follows. Tanisha is asking for prayer for her Uncle John. Her Uncle John was just diagnosed with that C word and is having surgery this morning. Please lift him up in prayer that the surgery will go well and that he will make a full recovery. Amen. Eugenia Walker is also asking for prayer. She's asking for prayer for Katrina Brown. She needs a heart transplant. Please pray that she will be strengthened spiritually and physically as she waits. Thank you. We have an online praise report from Rosalia Rosanna. Amen. It reads, God's favor was on me yesterday. I want to give praises and glory. I took my car to my mechanic, who I've gone to for almost 30 years. I walked out without paying 1 cent. Glory, Jesus. He said, just show him some love. I received a call back saying I need to return because my shocks were leaking. The owner said Toyota is picking up the cost for the shocks, and my mechanic was picking up the cost for labor. He's an on-time guy. Thank you, Jesus. And that's a praise report right there. Amen. The order of the call this morning is as follows. Me, Mary, was the host, a greeter. Excuse me. I, Deborah Bubbly, is the host. The scripture will be read by JC. We are having a guest person, an unknown guest, surprise person that will be doing the declaration. First prayer warrior will be Brother Eric. Second prayer warrior will be Sister Diane Templeton. Third prayer warrior is Barbara. And closing us out will be Denise Nala Smith. I will repeat that. Our scripture will be read by JC. We will have a guest person doing our declaring victory over our lives. Brother Eric will be praying first. Diane will be praying second. Sister Barbara will be praying thirdly. And closing us out will be Denise Nala Smith. Please make sure to remember to mute your line. Please use your standard mute feature, or you can use *6. I bless the Lord for this day as I pass the call.
Good morning, everyone. I'll be reading today from 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9, and it reads as follows. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed and broken. We are perplexed, but we don't give up and quit. We are hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep going. Have a blessed day, everyone, as I pass the call.
Good morning. My apologies. This is Bella. I got on a little late, so I'm assuming it's my time to go. So good morning, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sis.
Okay. So praise God. Is Mella on this morning? Okay. Initially, I wanted a song to be sang, but if she got on, maybe she can do it afterwards. So good morning again. I got on late, but I know on Saturdays, me and Mary is the greeter. So God bless you this morning. God bless the hostess and the person that read the scripture. So this morning, I am simply going to talk about persevering. And I want to read, before I do the declaration, two scriptures that kept me as I, well, they still keep me, but during this particular goal. Faith under pressure, which is James 1. Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. So don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its good work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. In Hebrews 11:1, faith is being sure of what I hope for, and certain of what I do not yet see. There's a song that's, there's songs that usually speak to my spirit during different seasons in my life. And currently, I have just been really listening to every day, all day, Kurt Carr, For Every Mountain. I wanted Nala to sing that, so hopefully she'll get on. It's just a beautiful song. And it's just really speaking to me. So God bless you. I hope you're blessed as I continue. Persist. Continue. Carry on. Go on. Keep on. Keep going. Struggle on. Hammer away. Show some tenacity. Be determined. See, follow something through. Keep at it. Press on ahead. Do not take no for an answer. Be tenacious. Stand one's ground. Stand firm and fast. Go the distance. Stay the course. Stop at nothing. Leave no stone unturned. Stick it out. Hang in there. You have the patience to endure the hardship. Persist in spite of difficulties and discouragement. Continue steadfast. Why? Because you are a winner, and God created us to win. And before I continue, I wanted to say it. I don't know if it was mentioned, but just keep Lisa lifted up in prayer today. Amen. When pursuing any goal, there will be adversities, many hills to climb, and many mountains. There will be thoughts that need to be cast down in the name of Jesus, and spirits which need to be rebuked as you go for that goal. And so the journey begins. Your mountain is positioned in front of you with stretched out hands. You have to be like the little train that could and say, yes, I can. Your truth speaks loud and clear. As you know, higher education is near and dear. You pursue education without focus. Therefore, your plans have been devoured by the locust. You get tired as you walk up your mountain and desire to stop because you need a refill. you are reminded by that small voice, be tenacious, continue to go. You yet seek education again. This time you are determined to win. Unfortunately, you picked the wrong reason in this season to attend. You grow weary as the top of the mountain seems further and further away. You are reminded to hang in there. Bible college has been calling you, and you are willing to do something new. Something new is what you say. Ain't no financial aid? Oh, no, I can't say. Finally, you are enrolled in another two-year college, and you enjoy all the knowledge. To God be the glory. Your time has arrived to graduate from junior college. Hallelujah. God continues to keep you. While almost at the top of the mountain, you take the time to pause and reflect on how God has kept you through all of the challenges as you focused and persevered for higher education. You kept going when some of the closest people that you knew did not believe in you. You kept striving when your loved ones went home to glory. You kept going, and you stood fast when you thought your only choice was to live in a woman's shelter. You continued when you made a choice to commit adultery. You endured when you found out you had a bonus child the same age as your son. Lord Jesus, because you kept going, you made it to the top of your mountain. Today, you and you and you and you become me. Today, I, Valerie, will receive my BS in Human Services Management. To God be the glory. I just stopped by to encourage you. Keep going. Keep persevering. Keep pushing. Keep hoping. Keep believing and knowing that you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Each and every one of you have the victory to overcome all situations and circumstances. The two scriptures that I read at the beginning are the two scriptures that I stood on. There are so many scriptures in the Word of God, but those two spoke to me. I don't know what your mountain is today. I don't know what your short-term goals are or your long-term goals, but I just come by to say, keep going, keep trusting, keep believing, and stay focused as I pass the call.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this Sabbath, Lord, today, Lord. This is the day that the Lord hath made and hallowed. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you for the greeter, Lord. I thank you for the host. Thank you for vowing that awesome declaration, Lord, to keep on keeping on. Lord, as we help us as we forget all those things that are behind us, Lord, and press on to the mark, the high calling, according to you, Lord. Lord, I ask, Lord, that everyone who is on the line, Lord, be given a double portion of your anointment, Lord. Lord, that as each and every individual runs this race, Lord, before a great cloud of witnesses, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to lay aside every sin that besets us. I come to you today, Lord, on behalf of our Victory family, asking right now, Lord, that you forgive every sin and every shortcoming, Lord, right now. Lord, I lift up our absent brothers, wherever they're at right now, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you just continue to strengthen them, that you continue to protect them. Lord, I like to lift up the names of Brother Dan, Lord, and his wife. Lord, I lift up the names of Brother Cornell. Lift up the names of Overseer Jeremiah, Pastor Jones, Pastor James in Uganda, Lord, all of our absent brothers, Lord, and I ask you, Lord, to bring them back. Bring them back into the family, Lord. Their voice and their sound and their presence and their insight is so sorely needed, Lord, right now. So I ask, Lord, that you continue to bless them. Lord, I thank you for a new caller, Liana. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you bless her and bless her union with her husband, Lord. May it be strong, Lord, and grow and be like a tree that is planted by the water. May they not be moved, Lord. May they hold you as the chief and the priority of their marriage, Lord, submitting to one another, Lord, as they continue to grow in grace. Protect them, Lord. Protect them from themselves. Protect them from others, Lord, who would seek to wreck their marriage, Lord. Give them a spirit of compromise. Give them a spirit of love towards one another, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, I ask, Lord, that grace and mercy, Lord, be bestowed upon each and every person listening to the sound of my voice, to their families, Lord. Lord, I ask those who are suffering right now, Lord, that you heal them, Lord. According to your word, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, Lord, but you heal them all. Lord, we just thank you today, Lord, for allowing us one more day to breathe, Lord, to function, Lord, to think. Lord, we thank you for one more opportunity, Lord, to spread your word, Lord, to tell of the goodness of your son, Jesus. Lord, I lift up our church today, Lord, and thank you for allowing us to celebrate 27 years. And Lord, as we know that every Sabbath is an anniversary, but Lord, let us be that light. In our services today, Lord, I ask that you touch the man of God, Lord, as he provides the word, that you anoint the voices of the choir, Lord, the hands of the musicians, Lord, the countenance of the ushers, Lord, and let one person be changed by what they hear, by what they see, and let the relationship with you grow ever, ever, ever stronger. Lord, I lift up the name of Brandon today, a young man I was introduced to last night. And Lord, just I ask, Lord, that you put the words in my mouth to talk to him, Lord, and to let him know of your goodness and of your grace and of your love. Lord, give me the words to tell him that he is not alone, Lord, and that he is able to come to you just as he is. And that you will do all the changing, Lord. That you love him, that you fearfully made him, Lord. And that you desire to have a stronger relationship with him. Lord, I lift up every family today, Lord. I lift up every marriage today. Lord, I just want to worship you. And I just want to praise you. I just want to honor and glorify you today, Lord. You've been so good to us, Lord, better than we've been to ourselves, Lord. We thank you today, Lord, because you're a God that rocks us in the midnight hour, Lord. Lord, that you're a God that goes before us, Lord, that you stand you stand beside us, Lord. And, Lord, let us keep on keeping on, Lord. If we should stumble, Lord, let us know in confidence, Lord, that you will pick us up, Lord, that you will brush us off, Lord. As we keep going and as we keep striving on, Lord, Lord, let us go with the faith, Lord, that you will make every mountain low, Lord, that you will lift up every valley, Lord, that you will make the rough places plain, Lord, that you will make the crooked places straight, Lord. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you propel us forward, Lord. If you should get tired, if we should despair, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is with us. In our wilderness moments, Lord, feed us the manna. Provide the water from the rock. Most of all, Lord, let us encourage each other. Let us minister to each other, Lord. Let us prepare each other, Lord, for the battles that we're in the midst of, the battles that are to come, that time of trouble like no other. As we go forth, Lord, on the wall, as we go forth in the cities, Lord, those Nineveh cities, preaching repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and judgment is on the way. As we go forth into our Judeas and our Samarias into the world beyond, Lord, preaching the simple word that there is a God who loves you like none other, who died for you, but was raised up, and is coming, and his reward is with him. And that we're able to find right now the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. That we're able right now to gather the strength, Lord. And that each and every one of us is loved. And even while we were sinners, Lord, that you came and died for us. Let us go preach the word. Let us go. Let us take action. Let us move. And keep on moving. Help us to remember, Lord, that in your army there is no retreat. And that you always have our back. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you majesty. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. As I pass the call.
Father God, I thank you for this Saturday morning. Oh God, I bless your name today. For you are a great God. You are high and lifted up. God, and I praise your name today. Father, I thank you for allowing me to come into your presence again to intercede on behalf of others today. Oh, God, you said men ought to always pray, to seek you early in the morning, oh, God, and I'm seeking you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift you up today because you are the God of creation, the God who possesses heaven and earth. Oh, God, I bless your name today. Father, I come, first of all, lifting up prayer requests to you, God, that was given this morning, oh, God. Father, I pray for Patsy Womack. Father, continue her healing, oh, God. I pray for the Bland family and the loss of their loved ones. Dee Dee is asking for prayer requests as she go on another prayer call today. Lord God, I pray your blessing over that call and over the visionary that you've given on that call, oh God, as well as the visionary that you've given this call to, oh God. I pray over Dion and her family, oh God, and her children. Bless her indeed, oh God. Give her everything that she need, lacking nothing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray over her mother, Jackie, Lord God. Bless her and bless her indeed. Continue her healing in her body, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Miss D's son, Melvin, and his family as they relocated to Las Vegas, oh God. Father, I pray that they find a church home, Lord God, a Bible teaching church home that's teaching the doctrine of Jesus Christ, oh God. Father God, and I pray for shelter for them, Lord God. Bless them and bless them indeed, oh God. Father God, bless their uprising and their downsetting, oh God. Bless them as they go about their day, oh God, in the new city that they're living in, oh God. Father God, I thank you for me, Mary, for greeting. I thank you for Bubbly, for hosting, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for JC, for that scripture in 2 Corinthians. And Father God, I pray and thank you for Valerie and that scripture, faith under pressure, oh God, because our faith is tested all the time, daily, Lord God. Father God, and I just pray that you strengthen us in your grace and your mercy as we go through this life, this Christian journey. Oh God, and I thank you today for orchestrating our journey, oh God. Father, you said you never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, God, you're with us always, even through our valley times. God, and I just bless your name today. Father God, I lift up our children to you. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for health and healing in them, oh God. God, I pray for your favor in their lives, Lord God, in our grown children, Father God, young or old. Father God, I pray that you open doors for them, Father God, doors that no one can shut, oh God. I pray that you give them shelter, Lord God. Father God, I just pray for your protection over them as they go about their day, Lord God. Those that are going to school, as they go to school each morning, God, I pray your protection over, place your hedge of protection all around their minds, their thoughts, oh God, their hearts, oh God. Father God, just keep them in your way, oh God. Keep them in your grace, God. Father God, I pray for your protection all around them, for it's so, the world is so full of violence today, Lord God. Father God, we ask for healing in our land, oh God. Father, we ask that families pray today, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, that they stay on their knees, oh God, that they seek your face daily, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over our marriages today. Father God, over Eric and Juliet Smith, Jeff and Patrice Vickers, Wayne and Barbara Cogrell, Troy and Monique, Travis and Clara Jenkins, Wayne and Diane Templeton, Dan and Denise, Lonnie and Denise Smith, Fred and Valerie Simpson, Brian and Tina Hurd Andrews, Carl and Tanya Alexander, LaJuan and Mary, Rick and Susie Womack, Maddie and Dee Dee Felder, Ron and Tracy, Claudio and Moni Ramirez, Rick and Carola, William and Tiffany Allen, Will and Carol Walker Jackson, Derek and Erica Evans, Kevin and Gwendolyn James, Revere and Lynette Evans, Andrew and Tracy Beasley, Andre and Tracy Beasley, Kevin and LaJette Richardson, T.A. and Yvette West, Robin and Cynthia Lawson, Joel and Betty Clifton, Leonard and Diane Matthews, Pierre and Lisa Crawford, Desalyn and Draca Tucker, David and Stacy Robinson, Jay and Kimberly Sweet, Kimball and Adrian Phillips, Stephen and Sandra Jane, Michael and Marilyn Michaud, Steve and Tanisha Pettis Thomas, Billy and Valencia, Curtis and Sherry Martin, Prentice and Felicia Barrett, Carr and Kathy Smith, Ken and Bertha Clark, Oliver and Portia Norwood, Archie and Alicia Hart, Robin and Michelle Smith, Eddie and Sharon Harris, Joel and Kamani Quillen, Pierre and Lisa Crawford, Bellacita and husband, Scotty and Sherelle Gayhart, Ronna and Sandra Gayhart, Edward and Gwen White, Thornton and Carolyn Dial, Cleveland and Leot. Father God, I pray over all of these names. I lift them up to you today, God. Father God, that you created the design for marriage, oh God. Help us to go walk by your image, oh God. Help us to live according to your statutes for marriage. Father God, keeping the communication line open between one another, loving one another as you have loved the church, oh God. Father God, help us in our marriage to be close to one another. Father God, to love one another, to touch one another, God, to be intimate, more intimate with one another. Father God, I just pray over marriages and all of those who are seeking marriage, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray your blessing over each and every household. I pray over our unsaved loved ones today, Father God. Father, that we live before them as living before you, God, because you said that we are laid bare and open before you, Father God. So let us live, Father God, as you have created us. Let us live in your image, oh God. Walk in your image. Display in love, oh God. Father God, that they may see the love and the Jesus in us, Father God, that they will come to repentance to know you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray over our neighborhood today, our community. Oh God, bless them and bless them indeed.
Father God, I pray, Father God, that we just love our neighbors, Father God, which is your second command. You said to love our neighbors as ourselves, and no one hates themselves, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift these prayers up to you today. And this is my prayer to you, oh God. Bless our day, bless our going and coming, and keep us in your grace and mercy. I pray all these things in Jesus' name as I pass the call. Amen.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning, Lord, thanking you for allowing us to wake up and see another one of your beautiful days, Lord. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to thy multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. For we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Against thee, thee only, have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mother conceive us. Behold thy dearest truth in the inward parts and in the hidden parts, that thou make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssops, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from our sins and blot out all our iniquities. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation and uphold us with thy free spirit. Heavenly Father, I come to you in your words, Lord, thanking you, Father, for how awesome and wonderful and gracious you are, Lord. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your peace, Lord. I thank you for that declaration reminding us, Lord, that you're with us, Father, always. You never leave us. We leave you all the time, but you never leave us, Lord. We have to keep going, Lord. We have to keep trusting, Lord. We have to keep moving, Lord. Thank you, Valerie, for that reminder, Lord. Lord, this morning I come to you lifting up all of our churches that are open in your name, Lord Jesus. I lift up our pastors so that they can continue to give us what we need to continue on and to understand your love for us, Lord, and to help us to be more like you, Lord. Quick to forgive, Lord. Not quick to open our mouths, just to listen sometimes. Sometimes we need to just listen. I lift up our cities to you, Lord, and our states to you, Father. Thanking you for them, Lord, and our officers. I lift up our legislation, Lord, and our local government, Lord. I lift up the military to you, Lord, asking you to bless every military family, Lord Jesus. Continue to protect our military, Lord Jesus. I lift the nations up to you, Lord. Russia, Europe, China, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, United States, South America, North America, Lord. I lift all these places up to you, Father, just thanking you for what I know that you're already working on and you're already doing. Lord, I lift our firemen, our policemen, our teachers, Lord Jesus. Put a hedge around them, Lord Jesus. Our mayor, Lord. I lift the president up to you and his wife and his family and his cabinet, Lord. I lift our governors up to you, Lord. Thanking you, Father, for the direction that you're leading us, Lord. Father, I'm so glad that you're in control of all things, Lord. Not some things, but all things. We think we're in control, but we're really not, Lord. for it's only because of you that all things happen, Lord, good or bad, Lord. And I praise you for all the things that are going on in my life right now, Lord. And it's not all positive, but I have to praise you anyway, Father, because you're allowing it. There's a lesson that you have in it for me, Father. And I just ask you to help me to see that lesson, Lord, learn that lesson, Lord, and be the you that you want me to be, Lord Jesus. Lord, I come this morning lifting up our pastors to you, Lord. Bishop Bob Jackson, Pastor Kevin Hart, Pastor Ricky L. Nutt, Pastor Ricky J. Nutt, Pastor George Brown, Pastor Mary Strutz, Pastor Gary Matara, Pastor David Walsh, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Darian Tammy Moulton, Pastor Bessie Sims, Pastor Ricky Williams, Pastor Lloyd Farr, Pastor Patrick Foster, Pastor David Kevin James, Pastor Ken Foreman, Pastor Kurt Foreman, Dr. David and Kathy Castor Tracy, Pastor Terrence Nichols, Pastor Stan Martin, Overseer Jeremiah Martin, Pastor Kevin B. Hall, Pastor Isaac Neal, Pastor David T. Jones, Pastor Jan Hunter Sr., Pastor Tamara Bennett, Pastor C. L. Willis, Bishop Lauren M. Mann, Pastor E. F. Brown, Apostle D. Christmas, Bishop J. W. Macklin, Pastor Steve Thorner, Pastor Renee Winston, Bishop D. J. Williams, Pastor Kirtland Smith, Pastor Joe Knowles, Pastor Archie Levias Sr., Pastor Archie Levias Jr., Pastor Claudel Huey, Pastor James Bryan, Pastor Jacoy Porter, Pastor Ellington Porter, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Lavelle Jones, Bishop Reams, Pastor Brendan and Maria Reams, Pastor Freddie and Dieta Parham, Pastor Oscar Dance, Pastor J. R. Coleman, Pastor Johnny Riley, Pastor E.K. Dawson, Pastor Aaron Hutchison, Pastor Michael E. Hale, Pastor Alirius Walker, all the pastors in Las Vegas, Dr. David Ely, Pastor Lester L. Cannon Sr., Pastor L. Christopher Smith, Pastor Santos Howard, Pastor Glenn Bartaru, Pastor James Kimbrell, Pastor Craig Dossman, Pastor Carlton Lenore, Bishop Charles E. Blake, Pastor Patrick Weaver, Pastor Davis Burris, Pastor Leonard Drew Sr., Pastor James Brompton, Pastor Horacio S. Jones, Pastor Timmy Dupree, Pastor Brian Holloway, Pastor Frank Dicey, Pastor Audra Williams, Pastor Kevin McCullough, Pastor David Jackson, Bishop Sean Teal, Pastor O'Neill Young, Pastor Curtis Robinson, Pastor Shelley Wilson, Pastor Victor S. Bryce, Minister Marcus Dyson, Pastor Paulette Harper, Apostle Valeria Oliver, Pastor Karen Burkhalter, Pastor Benson, Pastor Gore. Lord, these are just some of the pastors whose names we know, Lord. But I just ask you to continue to anoint their minds, Lord. Continue to touch their hearts, Lord, for the people, Lord. Continue to bless them as you can bless them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Put a hedge around them and their families, Lord Jesus. I just thank you this morning. I thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I can't thank you enough for you allowed us to wake up to see another day, Lord Jesus. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, Lord. And we just thank you, and we thank you for you being our first this morning, Lord. I just ask these things in Jesus' name that I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God,
Father
for the
God,
prayer.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank come you. Before you, thanking you, God, for mercy, grace, God. We thank you for all that you've done, God. We thank you for allowing us to make it through another week, God. We thank you for your grace that kept our sanity and kept our peace. God, we just thank you that we remain encouraged in who you are despite all of the things we faced last week. God, we thank you that your grace was sufficient for us, God. You've been our protection, God. You've been our health, our strength, our buckler, our shield, and our sword. God, we thank you that you kept our children all week long. God, we thank you that no hurt, harm, or danger came nigh them. God, we thank you that we had food, we had shelter. God, we thank you that you stayed the hand of the enemy and you kept us from disasters, God, dangers seen and unseen. God, we just thank you, God, on this early Saturday morning. We worship and adore you. God, we thank you because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength on this morning. And God, we thank you that weeping has endured, but that your joy is here on this morning. So God, as we come before you as a collective body, thanking you for the prayers that have gone up before you, coming to you, God, in great confidence that you hear us when we pray. God, we thank you for the praise reports that have been reported on this morning. God, you said that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So, God, we thank you that those that have heard have been encouraged. We thank you for your word that is still turning over in our spirit. God, we thank you for a mind to just get up and worship you on an early Saturday morning before the sun even rises. God, you said we seek you early, we would find you. So, God, we thank you that the rest of our day will be blessed because you will be with us. God, we thank you and we bless you. We worship, we adore you, we magnify you. We call your name great because you are holy, you are righteous, you are magnificent, you are kind. God, everything we need, you are. And we bless your name on today from the rising of the sun to the going down of the very same. Your name is to be praised and we worship your majesty on today. So God, as we come before you as a family, taking our phones off of mute, praising you, God, as the living, the only true and living God, we worship you as King, as Lord, as Savior, as mighty ruler. God, we just bless your name on today. We wake up and we give you the praise and the honor that you are due. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. That our rising this morning was not in vain. We woke in purpose, God, and we bless your name on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for our counterparts that cannot be on the call this morning. We ask that you would just bless them, God. Cover them with your spirit in the name of Jesus. If they're resting, replenish their bodies. Touch them, God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name in advance for what you're doing in their lives, God. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of their children. We thank you, God, for how you're moving. Hallelujah, for how you're delivering, for how you're setting free. We thank you, God, for how you're breaking chains. You're loosing bounds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we bless your name, Jesus, as we walk through our own house. God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. From room to room, from corner to corner, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the angels that encamp round about us as we sleep. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name for ways that are being made, for doors that are being opened. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. For favor that's on the way. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for blessings that we have not even asked you for. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For gifts and callings, God, that are upon our lives. Stir up the gifts in the name of Jesus. Stir up the gifts, God, in the name of Jesus. Move, God, like only you can. Move, 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 God. Orchestrate our lives, God. Orchestrate our lives in the name of Jesus. God, we surrender.
surrender our will in exchange for yours. We get out of the way, God, and we ask you to have your way. In the name of Jesus, order our steps, God. In the name of Jesus, order our steps, God. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with our outcome. We trust you that you know what's best for us, God, and we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for choosing us, God. Thank you for loving us when we didn't have the goodness to love ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us when we didn't know how to love you back. Hallelujah. Thank you for being faithful to us when we were faithless. God, we thank you that you've never given up on us, God. You've never forsaken us. You've never turned your back. Hallelujah. And we bless you, God, that your arms remain wide open. Hallelujah. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. That we're going to need tomorrow. We thank you for your forgiveness that we're going to need later on today. We thank you, God, that you made us and you know all about us. Hallelujah. You number every tear that we've cried. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that joy comes in the morning. Great joy. Hallelujah. God's joy. Hallelujah. We bless your name for that, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless your name. There's none like you nowhere. Hallelujah. We declare it. There is none like you nowhere. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. Hallelujah. For taking the opportunity to just worship you, God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We speak well of you, God. You've given us no reason not to. You've never failed us. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak well of you, God. Hallelujah. We speak well. Hallelujah. Because you've given us no reason not to. Hallelujah. Everything that you've done has been right. Hallelujah. Everything that you've done is good. Hallelujah. Even this situation we're in, it's your doing, God. And it's marvelous in our sight. We bless you.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you, God.
By your spirit, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless you.
By your spirit, Lord God.
Thank you for the blood.
Hallelujah. We bless you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And you put a smile on our face, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You put a smile on our face, God.
Joy.
Hallelujah. You put joy in our song.
Yes, Jesus.
Dancing in our feet. Hallelujah. Clapping in our hands, God. The joy of the Lord is our strength on this morning. Be strengthened in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Be strengthened in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be strengthened in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank
you've
you,
given
Lord.
Us everything that pertains
hallelujah.
To life and godliness on today.
Yes, Lord.
You've made us more than conquerors,
mighty name of Jesus.
More than winners. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we are overcomers
yes,
through
Lord.
Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
We bless you.
Yes,
God, we thank you that you
hallelujah.
Hear us when mm-hmm. we pray.
Yes,
hallelujah. So as we transition to the next part of this call, God, we thank you for even your visitation. We thank you, God, for the sweet spirit of peace that has come over the line. God, we thank you that we rest, we sit back in our spirit and we rest in you, knowing that you have heard us and that for those of us who need help, help is on the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And for those of us that are the help, we are getting about our Father's business. We
amen.
Worship and adore you. We bless your name. And we say amen.
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 Oh, how we bless your name, God, this morning. Who we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for this morning and for coming and sharing your spirit with our spirit, Lord God, that our hearts reach and meet your hearts this morning, God. Just thank you, Father, for this day, God. Good morning once again, Declare Victory family. This is Bubbly, and I have been your hostess this morning. I thank God for each and every one of your voices, your lives this morning, Father God. We just thank you and we bless you, Lord God. We hope that something that has been said today has blessed and encouraged and strengthened your morning. Thank you, God.
I just thank you once again, Lord God, for this opportunity, God, to just bless your name, God. We thank you. Thank you, God. So once again, we welcome our first-time caller this morning, Leah. We thank God for you. Did we have any other new callers that may have joined the line this morning since we had got started? If so, would you like to say good morning?
Good morning. This is Sister Tracy. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Sister Tracy.
Good morning, Sister Tracy. Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Good morning, family. This is Tanisha.
Good morning. Anyone else?
Good morning, Prayer Warriors. It's Gail.
Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, everyone.
Anyone else? All righty. Well, thank God for each and every one of you this morning. I'm so grateful to hear your voices and your sounds this morning. Thank God for our sister Valerie, who stepped in and blessed my socks off this morning and encouraged me to just keep on going for my dreams. Keep on pushing and pressing and persevere no matter what is going on in my life. Know that God is still in control, and He is concerned about the cares of our lives, and He directs and orders our steps if we allow Him to do so. I bless God this morning as I pass the call to Valerie. Encourage your Simpson.
Thank you, Bubbly. I was just going to let you continue because you can go on and do it. Thank you. Good morning again to everyone. So I am very excited today. It's definitely a blessing. Thanking God this morning for His mercy and His grace that He continues to bestow upon me, that He continues to bestow upon you all. We have another day today to get it right, so I'm just, again, excited. I'm excited for you all. I'm excited for myself. I'm excited for the journey. And to know that we can do all things through Christ Jesus if it is in His will. Amen? Amen. So, again, I'm apologizing for being, I guess I was late, but I guess I was just on time, or right on time. So that worked out good. Again, thanking everyone that went before me and those that prayed. Prayer was awesome, as it always is. I am a little drank this morning, so I'm hoping that people were encouraged or have something to say. So before we jump into the conversation, I'm just led right now. Father, I just thank you this morning for each and every person on this phone call. I declare and decree a release of a higher level, dear Lord, of wisdom and knowledge, of faith, stamina, dear Lord, of passion, of hope, of courage, of self-esteem. And I thank you, dear Lord, that everyone on this call has the spirit of victory. We can win, Father God, if we just keep going, if we just keep climbing that mountain. I just thank you today for what you're doing. I thank you, Father God, for breaking chains, dear Lord, that have held us back, dear Lord, for those thoughts that come in our head that tell us we can't do it, for those people that have spoken to our lives that tell us we'll never amount to anything. Father God, I bless your holy name this morning. I thank you, Father God. You are amazing, dear Lord. Continue, Father God, to work in our lives. Continue, dear Lord, to put your power inside of us so that we can do all that you called us to do. I bless your holy name this morning. Amen. So I just want to know, is there anyone, that has anything to share that was blessed by the declaration before we jump into the questions, other questions? Amen.
Hey, Valrezy.
Yes.
Congratulations, my beautiful sister. Thank you for sharing your journey with us, with me, and you made it so personal because all that you shared, all is what I've heard. So thank you for truly giving me that click that I've been letting that pimp name procrastination keep me from pursuing my further in my education, because that's my desire. But like you said, when you have people that tell you what you can't do and you begin to believe that and you doubt your own self, and there's all these excuses, but you touched on so many. So I love you. I'm rooting for you. I'm so proud of you, sister. You did that thing, girl. So I just want to tell you thank you for that and for you always being so transparent and sharing who you are, sharing and showing me how to be a better wife and to pray this thing through because it ain't easy. But I love you for just who you are and who you've become. You've become such a vital part of my life, and I just want to thank you for that. And today is your day because you did that thing. And as they call out your name, hear me singing. Niecy not on the line, so I'm going to do your little video. I'll send it to your phone because I don't want to make nobody mad on the phone with my voice this morning. But I love you, sis, and I'm proud. You did that thing, girl.
That's yours for victory. Who do you?
Congratulations.
You walk
across the stage, child. You would just hear us.
Amen. You know, my it's crazy because it seems like the last 9 months of me completing my degree, my marriage was attacked so much. It was a shame. It was just like, are you kidding me? But I never thought about stopping school. My journey began in 1990 when I graduated from high school, and I always went to school. So, you know, going to college, stopping, for whatever reason, always. And there was always something, you know, something came up, and, oh, well, okay, I'm not going to do it, whether it was financial aid or, and at the time, I remember going to school just to get the loans, you know. But this particular time when I decided to go back, and I've shared this before, it was 2012, I got laid off. And I'm very thankful for that. I got laid off, and I was able to, I owed the school some money, so I was able to pay the school back. And so I started again in February 6, 2013. It has been a long, difficult journey. I remember in one of the classes I got an F, and I remember Overseer Jeremiah was on the call, and he was talking about one of his grades. So me, I got an F in one of my classes. I had to, and it was math. I had to retake it, and I just retook that. I got a C-minus, and I'm like, I'm going to run with that. That's fine with me. I'm thankful to be able to get that C-minus. And right now, I'm graduating today, but I have one more week. And I just thank God. And so my biggest thing is there have been so many things that happen on the journey. But I hear on this call with all of us, especially those who are married, all of the drama. You know, it's so much stuff that enters our marriage. And so for me, I'm very transparent because I'm free. It's all good. I've asked God for forgiveness, but, you know, one thing I mentioned, and I didn't go into great detail, so if anyone has anything to say about that, please feel free to ask me any questions. During the last trek, like I said, of this journey of my education, my husband and I were, our marriage was attacked. Like it says, the enemy comes to kill, steal, destroy, devour, whatever. It was all bad. I never missed school. I never missed school. It was like school gave me hope. It was my getaway. I could get lost in it. But and I said that, you know, in my declaration, I did. I was led. I committed adultery. Not proud of it, but I did it. And when I was led to tell my husband, because my plan was, you know, it's over. I'm done for real this time. He was led to tell me that he has a daughter. And the beautiful part about it is when he told me, I just had so much peace in my heart. It was like, okay, I have to believe that everything we've gone through, everything we went through, led up to that particular moment to where we can say, we may not like what happened, but you know what? We're committed to the marriage. It is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. And either we're going to do it or we're not going to do it. I had no grudge in my heart when I seen his daughter. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she looks just like you. And I'm thankful because I believe that God put her here right now for a reason. So maybe there's something that I have to give her. But I thank God. I thank God for my husband because it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but all things are possible through Christ Jesus. And it's just beautiful. He was never a supporter of my education, but again, with everything that has happened to us, we are all going to the graduation today. It's just beautiful, and I know it's all God. I know it's all God. So I just want to encourage somebody. You know, I'm not, even right now, but I'm not going to be long-winded. If you have something to say or share, please share it, because I don't know what your mountains are. I don't know what you're facing right now, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's with any relationship or work. But I am transparent, so feel free to share or ask questions.
Valerie? It's in your mouth. Can I say something real quick? Thank you so much. So much for stepping up. And even though you had just done a declaration, I had known that you were asked to do it. So I just appreciate you, you know, almost back to back, but just being willing. And God placed you on my heart, and obviously for a reason, because we all needed to hear what you had to share, regardless of whether we're married or single. There's always something in our lives for us to have an opportunity to quit or keep going. And it's making that decision that no matter what, you know what, God is with us. And if God's for us, he's more than the whole world against us. And he absolutely has our best interest at heart. And he meant it for good, because the enemy tried to take even what you had been through and meant it for bad. But God is working it out. But that little girl's good, because she's going to be blessed with somebody like you to pour into her life. And he thought he was going to tear up your family, but God. So that is so incredible. And the last thing I wanted to share, I am so godly proud of you for finishing your degree in spite of, because many people would have quit when they got the bad grade. They would have quit when they were going through stuff at home. They would have just quit, period. But I think you said your degree was in health and human services, and I was just thinking that health being part of our bodies, our overall being, our overall well-being, being restored to optimum level of functioning, human, mankind, and then services to serve. So what better degree for somebody like you to be an encourager the way that you are, to go and help people and have them be restored back to health, mankind being restored back to health as we serve and as you serve them. So I just say congratulations, and thank you so much, and I love you.
Thank you, Lisa. Love you. Yeah, it kind of make me all emotional now.
Valerie.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Mary. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you. Yay. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Love you. Oh, my goodness.
Love you, Mary.
Good morning, Valerie, Misty.
I miss you.
How are you this morning? Congratulations on completing your goal. I remember when we first got on this call, you were going through different jobs and trying out stuff. You talked about how it was for you working in the shelters and things. And I'm really thankful. What I walk away with at the end of your declaration today is just how to keep going even when it don't feel good. Thank you, God, because feelings can sometimes distract me from my purpose in life and or either keep going. I get scared or I get angry. My feelings get hurt. Thank God that throughout these calls, we're always talking about putting on the whole armor of God and, you know, just having our hearts covered and covering our ears that we don't hear, intake a lot of negative things that are going on around us. So I'm just really blessed this morning by your declaration. Congratulations again on your graduation. It's been a mighty blessing just being a part of your journey based on our telephone call. So to God be the glory. Have a beautiful day and just enjoy it. Smile bright. I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures.
Thank you. Love you, Missy. I appreciate it.
Valerie?
Yes.
This is Imani. How you doing, sweet pea?
I'm good. I'm emotional. I don't really like to be emotional.
But I am.
I just wanted to add my two cents to say job well done, and I am so proud of you as well. I enjoyed your declaration. You are always such a woman that encourages us all, and the fact that you were able to juggle school and your family and with the news of being blessed with another daughter, I just commend you and want to just say job well done and thank you for
sharing your stories and your life with us. Thank you so much for the journey.
Thank you. Love you.
Hello, Valerie. This is Tanya. I wanted to say congratulations to you. You inspired me in so many ways. I don't know if you remember or not, but it was because of you and Dion. You gave me the kick in the butt that I needed. To finally get my book published. You encouraged me in such a way. It was just like the light bulbs went off. I wish I had another pair of shoes to give you. I don't, but, you know, that's between me and you.
I'm wearing one of those pair of shoes today, those blessed shoes. Thank you. Love you, Teddy. Thank you.
Valerie?
Yes.
This is Barbara.
Hi,
and I want to say congratulations, and I am so proud of you.
Thank
You're
you.
Such an encourager. God has really blessed you with that gift. And you have a wonderful day today, and thank you for sharing and keeping it 100.
Amen. Got to.
And Valerie, it's Mrs. Franklin. Hey, just want to say I love you. And congratulations, and I'm so proud of you. And keep it short and sweet. You know I love you to death. You are so inspiring. I love our talks. We've helped each other along the years, and I am proud, so proud of you. Love you.
You were there from day one, so it's all good. I love you, Deidre.
Hi, Valerie. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Thanks for the encouraging words, as usual, and job well done.
Amen. Thank you. God is good. God is good. So, hello?
Hey, Valerie, this is Tiffany. I just wanted to say congratulations to you. And you are truly, truly an encourager, and I just thank you for all of your encouraging words and to keep fighting and to keep pushing, and it just helps me to keep going. I just thank you, and God bless you, and I love you, and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed graduation.
I love you, too. Thank you so much. I love you, too. Y'all pray for me because it's outside, and I'm already having hot flashes, and, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying, so get out there and fall out.
Valerie, it's Pretty Patrice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I love you, and thank you for being so encouraging.
Thank you.
You
thank
go, girl.
I'm trying to go.
Valerie, this is Sister Tracy. Congratulations. I came in late on the declaration, but I'm listening to the feedback, and I just want to say God bless you. And continue to grow. And thank you so much for always encouraging me. I love you.
I love you too, Sister Tracy. Thank you.
This is Val.
Yeah.
This is Brother Aaron. I'd like to add my congratulations. An awesome declaration.
Me too. Congratulations.
Thank you, Julia.
You know, I thank God for this line. And you know what? I want to stop calling it a line, but for lack of a better word. But we are a family, the Clear Victor family. And through this year I've been here, I've seen so many accomplishments, people getting, you know, books and starting ministries. I don't know the whole story. But I can tell through your declaration that you went through some things, that there were some mountains. And, you know, I thank God for this family because we are encouraged. And, you know, when you and with anybody else on in this family, you know, gets to the top of that mountain, it's a double blessing. It, first of all, it's a blessing for you because you can look back and see where God has really brought you and took you over. But it's a blessing to us. Because we rejoice with you, and it's an inspiring to me, it's inspiring to everybody else. You know, it lets us know that God is still in the blessing business. And it's just evidence on how this line continues to grow, that the people continue to be blessed, and that we're being prepared for bigger things. This family that we call Declare Victory, through each accomplishment, we can yell that out. We declare victory as we are being prepared, and I fully believe for bigger things, more territory to be added. So on this day, and you did the declaration too. You know, I thank God for your unselfishness and your commitment, because you could have just took all day to prepare and everything, but you were faithful, you were obedient to God, and you blessed us with your declaration. May bless you. May this be a wonderful day. Enjoy, sister girl. God bless you.
Brother Eric, I appreciate it. Love you, and sister Juliet. God bless. Amen. Well said. Amen. Anyone else?
Valerie.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Ruth. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. Go, Ruth. I'll be after Ruth.
Hi. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And sometimes the only I can't get to the Bay Area, but that's the only downfall living in Sacramento. I can't celebrate a lot of stuff with a lot of people. So please inbox me your address. I'd like to send you a card and a token.
I'm going to be in Sacramento, so you can bring me some fish or something.
When? When? Okay,
when? The graduation is in Sacramento. It's at the, look at that. It's at the Sleep Train. The Sleep Train Arena, is it? Sleep Train?
Okay.
This is the Sleep Train Arena. That's where you're graduating at.
Thank you. What time? Give me the information. If you want to come over, stop by and pick up a plate.
Okay. I'll inbox it to you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Congratulations. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Val?
Yeah.
I know Nala's not on the line, but I wanted to bless you with a song with my girlfriend, Liat. She wanted to bless you. So she just wanted to say something with it.
Thank
you.
You
ready?
I'm ready.
I am a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. I am a living testimony. And I thank the Lord I'm still alive. Oh, I am a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. I am a living testimony, and I thank the Lord I'm still alive. I've seen miracles after miracles performed in my life. You kept having mercy on me. I didn't even deserve to be alive. But when I faced dangers around me, you kept your angels and you kept them around me. And I want to thank you, Lord, that I'm still alive. Oh, I am a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone. Oh, but Lord, you let me live on. I am a living testimony, and I thank you. thank the Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I'm still alive. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And she didn't even go all in, y'all.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sister. You're beautiful. I love you. I bless you. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well,
Not to take anything away.
Hang
but,
up. That was all good. I'll be crying.
We have another member of the Victor family, Val. I don't know if you run into a little short, pregnant, light-skinned, freckled young lady. That's my cousin Gigi. She's sometimes on the line. She's going to be graduating up there too. So.
Oh, amen. All right, I'll be looking out for her.
All right.
Yay.
Valerie, this is Patty. And I just wanted to congratulate you and tell you how proud I am of you. And
thank
I just thank you so much for your kind words and all of your encouraging words that you spoke to me. And I just say that God has just a great plan for you, and you're on the road to where he's taking you. Congratulations, sister. I love you.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Congratulations, Valerie, JC. I love you much.
Thank you. Love you too, sister.
Sister Valerie.
Hey, Brother Jeff.
Once again, hallelujah, you dropped a bomb on me. You know, my. You touched on a lot.
I did. You know, we can unpack that on the marriage call one day.
we finna touch on a little bit of it right now. Because you know, you said that you recognize that your marriage was under attack heavily, for the past 9 months of you completing your bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I want to say to you that, you know, when Marriage Matters call began, when you and me, Mary, was, you know, doing the Marriage Matters call, and then you decided to step back.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a more clearer, you know, vision on why you stepped back. Because you were under the gun of the deadline of completing your education. At the same time, your marriage was under attack. So now I understand why you had to step back from Marriage Matters. But I want to thank you for your prayers, because there are many women on this line that inspires me, but you are one of the women that prayed for the men. You are one of the women that not only prayed for your husband, you prayed for all the husbands on the line. And I felt your prayers, and I want to thank you for praying for me. Now, my question to you is, in recognizing your marriage being under attack, what are some of the tools? I heard you say that you continue to go to school no matter what. You didn't fall off yet. What are the tools that you use once you recognize your marriage was under attack that you use to fight back and don't quit?
For me, Brother Jeff, and I've shared it before on the line, because of the type of marriage that I had, it was unhealthy. You know, me and my husband were both abusive, and I say that because it's the truth. So I've always, from day one, God showed me
how to pray, but also journal. I had to journal a lot of stuff because I had a very bad temper, and I know it's still some stuff in me, and I wanted to take him out, for real. So I had to, I mean, I literally had to pray and keep praying and keep praying and journaling. And for me, I remember running to church before I joined, which I'm not very active in PSBC right now, but before I joined that church, I was in a church, New Hope Community Church in Vallejo, under Pastor Terrence Nichols, and I joined every group I could possibly join. I mean, I was on the choir, and I can't sing. I was on the prayer team. I was in the children's ministry. I was a deaconess. I was in everything because I had to, submerge myself in God's word. And so I look back, and that's what kept me. And God showed me, and I shared before, God showed me. It was like he gave me, like my husband, like laid out. And I prayed for every part of his body. And I always say this, I never desired to leave my marriage until 2013. You know, I was running away like a Hebrew slave. Anybody that had their door open, I was trying to get there because I wasn't going to go through none of the stuff we were going through, and even on the prayer call. And, you know, one of the reasons I got off the marriage ministry is because I didn't want to pollute what y'all was doing because I knew what I was doing, and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. God is working together for the good of those that love the Lord and for all the things and plans. So I can only say prayer. And of course, the call.
Oh, somebody's not feeling that right now.
The woman, God placed a beautiful woman in my life on the saw that were always there for me. You know, whether I had to go play hide and seek, whether I had to just call. I can only say prayer, Brother Jeff. I prayed and I prayed and I journaled and I trusted. I trusted that what I was praying about would come to pass. I believed what I prayed about. So I had to see my marriage somewhere that it wasn't. I had to see me and my husband somewhere that we were not. And it's still a struggle. You know, I'm not saying it's all, you know, the best marriage ever, but the beautiful part about it is, like I said, these are some things that's in our marriage. You know, you may not be happy with what I did, and I for sure ain't happy. I wasn't happy with what you did, but I didn't know about it. So when you brought it to the table, we either accept it and we keep it moving, or we don't accept it. You know what I'm saying? I have children that are looking at us, so we got to do this thing. But it's only God. You know, God is the glue, because it's not Valerie, because Valerie would have been gone somewhere in Aruba. You know, and I just pray, you know, with school and with working, this is a graveyard shift, and, you know, I pray for balance because my heart, you know, like I want to be on a lot of these calls, but I can't, you know, because my family, you know, my family is like, it was falling apart. So I have to be here and make sure that's my first ministry. You know, that's our first ministry, our family. So I have to make sure that my husband, because of what I did, you know, I have to make sure that it's together over here. So, you know, I can't be on every call, and my heart desires to. But I can't do it. But definitely prayer and believing what I pray about. Believing what I pray about. And, you know, we've talked on the call many times about the marriage, but, you know, and you know, if you have a spouse that's going through something, whether it be alcohol, drug addiction, pornography, whatever, you know, God just showed me, you know, thank you, God, for my man of valor. Thank you, God, for this strong man of God, this man that takes divine order from you, this man that takes direction from you. Thank you that my husband is delivered from all things that would keep him from pursuing the path of righteousness. Thank you for my healthy relationship. Thank you that I love my husband and my husband loves me. Whatever you got to do, that's what you got to do, but you got to pray it forth. You got to pray it through and believe it.
Amen.
Amen. I hope that answered the question. I don't know.
Yes, I feel you. You know, there was a time when I recognized that my marriage was under attack, and I spoke to my wife about it, and I pointed it out to her. You know, times when we was it was ugly, and you know, and once we, you know, once I recognized it, then I was able to put up a defense, you know, and like you said, you submerge yourself into the different ministries in your church and God's word, and that was a source for you, a source of strength, a source of power, and you know, so I just want you to share a little light on it, you know. So I'm looking forward to whatever possible for you to rejoin us on the Marriage Matters call, because definitely your testimony and you were overcomer and victorious, and I like I say, I want to thank you for praying for all the husbands, you know, and I ain't finna give up. I'm gonna keep calling in on this prayer line, you know, so because it keeps me connected. It's a power source, and
yeah.
You know, I just want to say congratulations, and it's because of many of you all that I won't give up and I won't quit.
Amen. And that's what it's about. We all here for each other. Thank you so much for your words. You know, I'm encouraged by you, and I thank God for the marriages on the call. I thank God for all of you powerful men and women. It's just it's beautiful. But this is all God right here. We need one another. So I'm very grateful. I have learned so much about myself. I have learned so much about life, and just truly, you know, appreciating life. And we have a choice. We have a choice every day when we wake up, you know what I mean, to put forth how our day is going to be. So I'm 43 years old, and I'm choosing, like, every day, it's all good. I don't care what happens. You know, I'm going to continue to move forward. And the beautiful part about this, even how God is doing this, as I share, my husband wasn't a bit interested in Valerie's education because he said, where's the money? Like, what is this? Where's the money? So the beautiful part about it is the other day he was like, wow, you're going to continue for your master's. And I was like, you know what? I am going to. That's what? I'm going to get my doctorate because I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. So that's all God.
Amen.
Amen.
Valerie, we're looking forward to you returning to the Marriage Matters call. Yay! Hi, this is Gail. Can I make a quick comment?
Yes.
Who was the sister that sung that song?
Our newcomer, Sister Liat, our first-time caller.
Oh, thank you. You just blessed my soul. You just don't know. Thank you. Bless you, sister. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Does anyone have anything that they would like to share, I guess, as far as something that you, maybe it's a goal that you have started and stopped, you know, something you want to share about maybe now you feel like you want to go on and run with it and complete it? Does anybody have anything to share about that, or maybe that mountain that you just kind of keep looking at but don't want to climb?
Valerie?
Yeah.
Leah just got something burning in her spirit that she just wanted to say.
Okay.
Can I just share another verse of a song?
Yes, please.
Is that okay?
It's okay.
All right. I've had some good day.
got some heat, hills to climb, oh Lord. I've had some weary days. Some lonely nights, but when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds seem low. I can hardly see. See the road, oh Lord. I ask a question, Lord. Why? So much pain, but He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they cannot see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I'll say, thank you, Lord. Can you help me tell them, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. That was amazing. Amen.
You guys, we this is Imani. We had a retreat at our church, and it was canceled due to a fire. So a few of the ladies, we just got a hotel and had a girls' night out. So we're about to go to the gym. You guys be blessed.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Thank you. Love you. We definitely were blessed with all that singing. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Well.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So does anyone else have anything else to share regarding persevering or any mountains that you know that you have to face or you just don't want to face it?
You know, Sister Valerie.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say I almost feel ashamed. I do feel ashamed, you know, and I really don't want to speak on it.
Okay.
You know, but when I first joined the line, you know, I've been a member of a 12-step process for many years, which it allows you to grow spiritually through the writing process of it. And I've received a great deal of encouragement from the prayer line and support from Brother Eric in the area of picking up that pen and paper and getting to know Jeff a little bit better. And I struggle. It seemed like that's been my tallest mountain, and I almost feel I ain't gonna say almost. I feel ashamed to say that I haven't overcome that hurdle. You know, I put the pen down. I got a great suggestion from someone to just write for for 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Or whenever you could. And, you know, I sprinted. Mm-hmm. I sprinted out the starting gate, out the box. And Brother Eric was right along the side of me. And I started lagging, slacking back. And he'll give me a call and give me a pull-up.
Mm-hmm.
And but I keep telling myself I won't quit. I'm not going to give up making the effort to pick up the pen and paper and complete that process. So I needed to hear your declaration this morning. Thank you.
Amen. You, you know, here's the thing. I believe, I mean, with all of us, and definitely the, because I'll never forget, a teacher told me that a long time ago. It was part of her requirements for the class to get out of your journal and write something. So I've always been encouraged to do that. But the thing is, don't feel ashamed that, you know, when we're starting the journey, I call it personal freedom and self-awareness. That process doesn't feel good because you're touching on some stuff that you've suppressed. But it is a process. So as long as you do it, that's, to me, that's birthing your freedom. That's birthing your truth. That's birthing who God has called you to be. And I speak to that because I have 20-something journals, and I'm going to continue to write because I know that there's stuff in me, and as long as I'm here, it's going to be stuff in me. But don't be ashamed because it's just a process. It's a process. So, you know, you do it. It's on your mind, you do it. You know, put pen to paper. Whatever needs to come out, it's going to come out. And whatever you want to be delivered and freed from, just put it out there in the atmosphere to God, and it's going to happen because that's your desire. So I just would encourage you to keep on writing because that's part of your truth, your self-discovery and personal freedom. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Does anyone else have anything to share?
Oh, I got one other thing I want to share.
Yeah.
Sister Dee Dee, you and Brother Eric. Yeah. Now, somebody just broke us off this morning. They broke us off. I need to hear that song y'all said y'all had for us, huh? You can't be shy and blind. We a saint, a saint brand new to the line just broke us off. What, Sister Dee Dee, you still on the line this morning? Brother Eric, I know you still on the line.
He calling them both out. Wow.
Yeah. Come on. Juliet, Juliet, sticking with a needle, making yell. Nah. Sing us a song. Hey, don't be shy.
You about to try Ray Bob this lie here,
Jeff. Oh, gosh. I was smiling. He like, please, answer, please.
I love Sister Dee Dee, and I love you too, Brother Eric. I just want y'all to sing for us. That's all.
You know, I'm just about at the church right now. I'm gonna be here extra early because of our anniversary, and so we got a lot of things going on right now. But I must say this, and I will say this, and I want everybody witness on the line that. When Sister Dee Dee sang a couple days ago, that my heart was blessed. So I want her to know that, little sis, if you're still on the line, that you blessed me. And I ain't ashamed to admit it.
Brother Eric, did you say it was your anniversary?
It's our church anniversary, 27th anniversary.
Amen. Have a wonderful
day. And if anybody wants to come down, it's on MacArthur, 7007 MacArthur Boulevard. We start. In fact, me and Juliet, we're going to be performing, around 10:30, 10:45 to before the morning service. So if anybody wants to come down, is come as you are. And we would love to have you fellowship with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. So, look, I don't know. I guess Niecy's not on the phone. I think she doesn't feel good. But I'm going to say, I'm going to put this out there. Are there any other singers on the line that can sing just a little bit of a song for me? It's truly a blessing. Just a little bit from Kirk Card, Every Mountain. Anybody? No singers? All right. I'm going to listen to my CD then. I'm going to play it about 20 times. Well, it's 7:51. And almost 8, so if anyone has anything else to share, please share it. I have been blessed this morning. You guys have blessed me so much. I will be sure to post pictures in my cap and gown. I'll probably be looking like a hot mess since it's outside in Sacramento. But again, I thank God you guys all encourage me every single day. And even when you don't hear my voice, I'm praying. But I always pray for balance as well. So just continue to do what you do. Be who you are. Be your authentic self. Let God's light shine in and through you. And I just thank God for all of us going to higher heights. I thank Dion always for heeding to the Spirit of God and allowing this line to go forth. I understand, and even everybody that's on the call that helps in the background, that helps up front all over the place, so many names. So I just thank God that we all have willing spirits and we all are here together working for kingdom. Amen?
Just so you know, I'm super excited for you and beyond proud because not only did you overcome the mountains, honey, with all that has transpired, with all that was going on, you never, ever quit. That in and of itself is...
You wouldn't let me.
Huge, honey. So I'm super proud of you.
Thank you.
I love you more.
Amen. All right, well... Unless someone else has something else to say, y'all want me to send you out or what?
No, honey, that's okay. Y'all hang up quick. She got to get ready for graduation.
Let me sing. All right, I love you all, and I'll be sure to post some pictures. I've been very, very blessed this morning, so God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I'm proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you. You did it with all my family. God bless. God bless.